This is the Dan and Christy podcast.
Dan and Christy.
The Big Mac is the original mouthful. A one-of-a-kind flavor that now comes in three sizes.
Kourtney Kardashian, she's in the news. She's done something which I think is fantastic. She has downed a glass of her own breast milk because she was feeling a little bit under the weather. So she was feeling sick and she decided to have some of her own breast milk. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm very much a woman. I'm a mother myself of two boys. Fed is best, breast milk or bottle, however you feed your baby. That's all that matters, right? Yeah. I tried to breastfeed my own boys, especially my first baby, for a long time, but I just couldn't do it because I didn't have enough milk. Like, I was trying so hard, you know.
No one latched onto my nips. Jane couldn't produce enough. So we bottle fed both our kids and they're just, they grow the same as everyone else, don't they?
They do
say natural health remedy with breast milk, though. It's really good to cure sicknesses.
Well, I remember when I was I think I could only breastfeed Hendrix for 3 weeks. I did try and I was trying to persevere and it just couldn't happen. And I felt really guilty because I remember people saying, no, you've got to give him breast milk. And I'm like, well, I can't do that. But I do remember this moment where, you know, when babies get those little bumps on their head and that little...
maybe cradle cap?
Yeah. And they have little... And anyway, some of the breast milk that I had, I put it on his head because my mum told me to do that because it actually worked. It's very medicinal. And I noticed his little head start to clear up and I was like, this is really cute. So I could see the health benefits, of course, don't get me wrong. And I'm disappointed that I couldn't breastfeed for longer because it would have been nice to have that it was just so much of a blur when you have a newborn. But having said that, with my second baby, Harley, who just has the world's greatest appetite, it was impossible. Like, you could never, ever to bottle feed him then too.
Well, they call it liquid gold. Have you tried your own?
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely. What was that like? It's actually very, it's just very thin and fluidy. It's kind of not like skim milk, but if you were to compare normal milk, regular milk to skim milk, it's a clearer kind of version. It tastes a bit sweet. And I think it was just to check the temperature because I wanted to make sure that it wasn't too hot or anything like that because you don't know what's...
off the press.
I mean, it's called that before, but... I did all that sort of stuff. And so I can see why Kourtney Kardashian, if she's feeling a bit sick, would give it a go. It's not for everyone. But you know what? At the end of the day, who cares if that's what she wants to do? Like, at least she's on Instagram doing healthy stuff and promoting that kind of stuff, if you will.
Like, the health benefits of
it. It's her own body, you know.
It's a first aid remedy because she said here was the kids weeping eyes, blisters, eczema, cradle cap. The Hill star, Brodie Jenner, he actually admitted he uses it with his morning coffee. He ran out of almond milk.
Well, it's cheaper than milk, isn't it?
Yeah, God, let's get a soy latte.
Dan and Christy!
Over the weekend, I went to Ballarat, so I went to see WWE legendary Hall of Famer Bret the Hitman Hart, so that brought a smile to my face. And Starcast Down Under, like, it was horrible on Saturday, like, after we heard the news from the Westfield Bondi Junction tragedy that occurred. And, our thoughts go out to the friends and family of all those people. But, like, this weekend was, like, you know, wrestling for me holds a beautiful part of my life. Like, I've been watching wrestling since 1990 with my best mate, Dallo. So he lives in Ballarat, and we heard the news, and it was just kind of harrowing, just kind of sitting there watching wrestling as this stuff's unfolding too at the same time.
Yeah.
But I did get to meet Bret the Hitman Hart, which was really cool. So, like, I watched him, and he's probably the best wrestler, technically, of all time.
Would he be, like, in terms of the heroes that you're looking at in your life? And he'd
larger
be one of
life.
Them, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Like, if someone that you've always looked up to, and to meet him would be actually quite amazing.
Well, the line was massive for him. So, like, a line went around the corner for Bret the Hitman Hart, and he just sat there, did signatures, photos, all afternoon. In fact, he was late for every single event because there were so many people waiting for him.
Yep.
So he just had to patiently sit there, talk to everyone. And it's funny being in a line that big. I don't know if you've, like, waited in line for an autograph or a photo with someone that you just love and adore, but literally everyone wanted 5 minutes of his time. So, like, you see someone getting a photo and they're telling him, you know, you're my favourite wrestler, you're the greatest. And he's just kind of going, yep.
He's heard all that before.
I've heard all this before.
But hang on, didn't people recognise you as well? From the radio, like,
they
you had heaps of people come up to me like, hey, you're Dan Taylor from Dan and Christy.
That's right.
Anyone
they said,
line
what
up?
Are you doing here? And no one lined up. How long did it take to name your baby? Because Peter Andre, he struggled for 10 days after the birth. It's a pretty wonderful but a stressful part of being a parent is choosing the name of your child because they're with it for the rest of their lives.
It's a big responsibility. Peter Andre and his gorgeous wife, they've had the baby 10 days in. They still don't know what to call their baby girl. It looks from what I can see in comments that they had sort of started to settle on names, but then they met the baby and they're like, you know what? She doesn't look like a baby.
Yeah, sometimes that does happen.
Yeah. I mean, I had a girlfriend. She's she's worked in the media. Her name's Sophie Keisha. She named her baby girl and then changed her baby girl's name about 10 days after her daughter was born. So it happens. Oh. People do change the name too because you meet the baby and you're like, I don't know if this feels right.
Yeah, and sometimes it happens later in life, you know. You might be 35 years old and you're like, I'm an Optimus Prime. And so I might do that eventually. So Fruity Lexia boy. But we're asking on 131060.
Yeah, we want to find out from you like what baby names we have out there. So perhaps you've got a story out there. Maybe the origin of where your baby's name came from, because I talked about how, you know, I named my son Hendrix Walter White after Breaking Bad because I thought that's the coolest name ever.
Yeah, I like the TV show ones. There was a lot of Daenerys's around the Game of Thrones time.
I
was putting that up there too for a little time, but we didn't go with that. We went with Isabel and Madeline. And Madeline was Madeline before, like, she'd even been born. Like, we'd already picked that name so early because Jane's dad passed away, Barry, so I said, you know, we'll call her Madeline. And so in the obituary, it's like a grandfather of Madeline. So he knew she was in the world, but she just hadn't been born yet.
Oh, my God, that's so sweet. You're going to make me cry.
Yeah, well, that's it was better than Barry. Like, I'm glad she was a girl because that would have been a weird one.
Maybe you've got a story. We want to get your calls on the air. So if you've got a story out there, give us a call. How long did it take to name the baby? 131060.
Yeah, that's right. And B, now, what did you name your kids?
Our two daughters. We have a dragon and the Witcher.
Oh, my God, really? That's unreal.
We have Sephira from the Aragorn books, The Inheritance Cycle by Christopher Pellini. And we've got Rivia, Arthur Geralt of Rivia.
If anyone knows the books, he doesn't really come from there, but he adopts it to annoy the clan.
That's so cool. So, like, mythology and all things. You know, I've only played Witcher the game, the video game.
If you want to watch it before Liam Hemsworth. I feel bad for the guy because he's probably going to do a good job. No one can live up to Henry.
Henry Cavill is one of a kind. Yeah. In fact, if I had a son right now, I'd call him Henry Cavill. Beck from Mildura, what about your baby name origins?
My son's name is Dallan, D-A-L-L-A-N.
That's a cool name.
Never heard it before. We kind of loved it. It had another significant meaning for him after someone who's passed on. But when we did some digging in regards to the meaning of the name, because I've got I like to have a meaning to it. His dad actually has retinitis pigmentosa, so he's actually legally blind. And Dallan actually means little blind one.
Aww.
You're kidding me. Oh, Beck, that's so beautiful.
I know. As soon as we found that out, it was kind of like a no-given, like that's what we had to call him.
Yeah, that is so beautiful. Don't you have a best mate too, Dan?
Dallo.
Yeah, that's not
that's
the same.
Just literally putting an O at the end of his name, Dallas. It's not as clever.
Yeah, never heard it. And now, obviously, he's 18 months old now, and now it's everywhere. I hear it all the time.
That's really beautiful, hon. What a beautiful name. Thank you
Big
so much for calling.
Big shout out to Dallin.
Joey from Wodonga, bring us home. Where did your baby name originate from?
I was driving home from work, and I heard Hayley's song on the radio. I gave my then-partner a call at the time and said, "Where, Hayley?" She said, "Yeah."
Hayley, I don't know that song. Oh, is that it? Yes, Eminem producer Maddie is telling us. Because that was about his daughter, wasn't it? Eminem's daughter, Hayley?
Yes. Yeah. So you're a big fan of 8 Mile then?
Yes, I'm a big fan of Eminem.
Hayley's a nice name. Well, that's better than calling the baby Slim Shady.
Yeah.
A New York City mother was fined for her little boy having to go. When you got to go,
you got to go.
This I would have been ropeable because she's at a park with her four-year-old little child who has to use the bathroom. They're at a playground area as well, but the toilets were closed. It says, you know, no bathrooms, etc. Maybe a maintenance issue they're fixing or whatever. So a four-year-old says, I gotta go. Like, naturally, if your child does that, you just let's find somewhere to go. And then, like, five or six park rangers came up to her, apparently, over in New York City, and she got fined on the spot $50.
$50,
can
you
believe that?
And US, that's like 100 Australian. But if you need to go...
Plus all their tax as well, maybe leave a tip. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, he did leave a tip, actually. but if he doesn't go, like, he's going to pee his pants. So, like, that's an emergency situation. So I would let that slide, you know.
That is ridiculous.
I'd be confused by that. Like, why would you find it? Like, you just have to use the bathroom outside. That's the thing.
I've been in this position before. Not me with my son. Thank you very much. Like, I've been out hiking before with my boy. He's 9. Obviously, you take your kids to the bathroom before you go out. And then if you're in the middle of nowhere and they say, I've got to go, I've really got to go, they don't understand the concept of, no, you have to hold it. No, you can't. They're little children. Like, but I once went out with a guy who was 40. His name was Simon. And he loved, in the city, by the way, he loved just to go to public places and just, like, start to eat. Yeah, I'm like, what the hell are you doing? We're on the way to the theatre one night. Yeah. He found, like, a dark little space. I was like, can you please go inside a building before you just relieve yourself?
I never do. Like, if the situation presents itself and you are somewhere where it's desperate, like, the world is your oyster, especially as a bloke. Like, it's harder as a lady to go, go
it's
tinkle.
Not fun.
No, go shake the lettuce somewhere. But, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's... Did you just say go shake the lettuce somewhere?
I'll take
Let
that back,
forget
actually.
Forget about that. Christy. This guy doesn't need the money, or does he? I'm not sure. Frankie Muniz, but I can never remember his name because I just remember his name is Malcolm in the Middle. The actor Frankie has walked away from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yeah, he's ended his time in the jungle after 3 weeks. He's the third cast member to depart, and he was Malcolm in the Middle was a massive show in the like the 2000s.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
Huge. Bryan Cranston, the actor, he was in Malcolm in the Middle as the dad, and now Bryan Cranston is just one of the most famous, one of the greatest actors of all time. But Frankie Muniz, he seems like a nice guy. Like, he was obviously a child actor. He walked away from Hollywood because he didn't, like living in LA, and he wanted to go and live sort of more in the country and have a nice lifestyle and actually look up at the stars, he said, which is nice.
That's really cool.
He's married. He's got a wife. He's got a beautiful little boy. His son's only 3 years old. And so he said his reasons for leaving the jungle. I mean, he wanted to go home to his family.
Yeah, he got a letter from home and he said, I miss my wife. I miss my 3-year-old son and I need to be present with him. And he goes, there's a sad fact he's not playing trucks with his kid.
Yeah.
And he's like a NASCAR driver. He doesn't need the money. He doesn't need to be on Australian television. And he even said, like, even being a superstar at that time, he, like, about being a child actor, he didn't really, like, buy into the Hollywood fame. This is him talking about it.
Even when I was, like, I was nominated for awards and stuff like that, I'd go to the award shows and I literally felt like such an outcast. Like, I didn't feel like, oh, this is my thing. Like, these are my people. I was like, I just say the words that are on the paper.
And he said the words, get me out of here.
Good on him. I like that because for someone who, when the industry that he grew up in, the world that he was exposed to, he could have gone the other way. Like, he even talked about not drinking alcohol on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Yeah. And not that I think that every adult needs to say that.
But if you offered all that stuff as a young age.
I was offered all that stuff growing up on TV. I was like, I could have gone into any nightclub that I wanted to. I did do that a lot. Like, there was always options to do whatever you wanted because you're treated like an adult because you're living in an adult world.
So that's true.
That's why I hate going to nightclubs now. Like, you could never get me out of
here. Because
you're
like, oh, you're Kirsty Sutherland from Home and Away. Get me out of here. It's Dan and Christy, and the Logie Award-winning Lego Masters Australia is back for its 6th season. It's on tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. on Channel 9 and 9 Now. And this guy is a Lego master. His name is Judge Ryan Brickman McNook. Good morning to you, Brickman. How are you going?
Oh, I'm awesome. How are you guys?
Yeah, very good. So tell us more about Lego Masters Australia and how it's different this season.
Well, we've got teams from overseas coming this year. So we've gone for the whole Olympic theme. And hopefully us Aussies can do us proud.
Yeah, taking on Denmark, Germany and France and the USA, Brickman.
Yes, indeed. Well, to be honest, isn't just like the Olympics, it's all about beating the Yanks, isn't it? Is that how it rolls?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, as long as we beat them, it's fine. But you're an official Lego master builder. Tell us about your love of Lego and where it started.
Yeah, well, I got my first Lego set from my grandmother when I was 3. It cost 29 cents from Coles. So, it was a while ago, as you can imagine, but it's a shame it doesn't cost that now. But, loved Lego ever since then, and I had a bit of a break sort of with my teenage years. It became uncool, and got back into it when we had kids, and now I'm the guy that builds all the crazy things in the stores that you find everywhere or the big exhibitions and galleries, and, get to have fun playing Lego.
Look, I love Lego. I've bought so many boxes of Lego for my kids and stuff, but you know when you step on a piece of Lego, you know when you're just like, kids, pick up your Lego, and if they don't pick it up, I give them, like, there's a bit of a rule in our house. I'm like, you've got 3 chances, or I'm scooping it up, and we have donated it to other family members who might appreciate the Lego a little bit more. Do you think that's the right thing to do, or should I persevere with the kids and, like, make them just build again?
No, it's harsh but fair, I think. I mean, I don't want to comment on how you parent your kids, but it's one way to certainly teach them how they go. I met a lady who charged her kids 20 cents for every brick she vacuumed up. So you're probably up there. You're not at that level, but you're on your way. So,
my kids will make $4 million if that's the case. And what is your piece de resistance in your Lego collection? Is there something you admire more than others? Is it maybe a Star Wars Millennium Falcon or anything like that?
Yeah, look, many years ago I had to make the Colosseum. A huge, big Lego model of that, about sort of 3 metres wide. Mm. And I got some feedback from some Italian Lego fans that it wasn't realistic enough.
So, Mamma mia.
Yeah. And, you know, they were a bit grumpy that an Australian built it as opposed to, you know, an Italian cast person. So I added some extra bits to it. I had a lady having her handbag stolen. I had a guy being charged €50 for a photo with a gladiator. So I just made it that whole heap more accurate, you know, as for the real thing.
And this is just the dream gig, Brinkman. Like, how do you go working alongside Hamish Blake? You guys just have the best day on set.
Oh, like you wouldn't believe. I mean, I've got the best seat in the house. Hamish, he's exactly the same person that you see on TV, just hilarious. And the stuff that he gets up to just constantly makes me laugh. I don't know how many takes we have to do where I'm basically rolling around the floor laughing, but it's pretty awesome.
And you got a few celebrities this season too. Tell us about those.
Oh, well, we always get like the odd cameo here or there. Last night we had Whipper came on, Hamish's best mate Whipper, who the overseas contestants, I don't know if you saw it, but they don't obviously know who our Prime Minister is. So Whipper basically came on set as the Prime Minister to welcome them officially and
Well, brand new teams taking on the four international Lego Masters. Really appreciate your time, Ryan Brickman McNaught, and can't wait to see you judge some more. Thanks for joining us, Brickman.
Thank you, and no worries, and good luck collecting all that cash from the kids. Good stuff.
Thanks to Telstra Satellite Home Internet.
Go ahead.
This is Fill the Space.
T-10.
From space to your place, Telstra Satellite Home Internet has landed, bringing you streaming that streams and video calls with video to some of the most remote parts of Australia.
We have ignition.
Oh, it's Fill the Space time, and on 131060, this is what you have to do. Space to your place. Telstra Satellite Home Internet is here. It's bringing you streaming that streams and video calls with video video calls with video. That's what you want. You want fast internet, don't you?
You do. We've got this at home. It's really great. It's been fantastic for the family, and this is what we're doing. We're giving you $2,000 each day to fill the space. 30 seconds, no umming or ahhing, no really long pauses either while you think about the words. You just have to talk about a certain subject to do with space for 30 seconds.
Yeah, it sounds easier than it actually is. So anyone that successfully completes it gets $2,000 per day on offer, thanks to Telstra Satellite Home Internet. And a very good morning to Rachel from Bendigo.
Hello.
Hi, are you ready to play this?
Oh, I am.
You'll be great. Good. Did you practice?
A lot of pressure. Yes, and there's a lot of pressure.
There's no pressure whatsoever. No. We're not going to put pressure on. There'll just be a clock that's just providing that pressure for you.
Don't let the clock phase you, okay? You know what to do. 30 seconds. Do not or leave a long pause. You can do it.
All right. Thanks to Telstra Satellite Home Internet. It could be $2,000, Rachel. Best of luck. Your subject on space today is Mars. In 30 seconds, talk about Mars. And your time starts now.
Okay. Well, Mars is a planet in our solar system. It's the red planet. It's named for reddish appearance due to iron oxide. It's the fourth from the sun, and it lies between Earth and Jupiter in the solar system. It has a thin atmosphere, mostly carbon dioxide with very low pressure. It has polar ice caps. It contains water and dry ice, which is carbon dioxide.
The surface features. That's your
36. Yeah, you got it, Rachel.
$2,000.
Oh my goodness. You know, I researched rocket ships and the sun and the moon and planets, and I did not do Mars.
Oh no! But you got through it.
Rachel, are you like a science teacher or something, or did you just have all these Mars fun facts off the top of your head?
Man, like, you must have watched Total Recall like 3 or 4 times.
How are you feeling, honey? What does this mean to you, $2,000?
A lot, because I need the money. It's really, really good.
I'm so happy that you've won, because it sounds like you need the money.
Yeah, and things have been a bit tough, have they, honey?
Yeah, look, I'm a single mum, and it's always tough. And now with how everything is in the world and
everything's expensive. It is just really tough, and I work a lot, but I still have a lot of things that come in for my three daughters. And I've even got the phrase for later on, thinking I'd hope to get through for the $500. But goodness.
Rachel, you deserve it, honey. You're a mama. You're doing it all. We're so happy that you won. Congratulations. Well done to you and your gorgeous girls. It's been a sad weekend for Australia, so it's very good to hear some happy news. Congratulations, Rachel from Bendigo.
Thank you. I love you guys. Thanks so much.
Thanks for filling the space, and thanks to Telstra Satellite Home Internet too, and thanks to the planet Mars. Well done, Rachel.
Dan and Christy. The Big Mac is the original mouthful that now comes in three sizes. That was the Dan and Christy podcast. Dan and Christy!